Thank you and good morning. On October 24th, Arcata police received a report that 55-year-old Arcata resident Randy Markin was missing. Arcata police issued an at-risk missing persons report about Markin, and officers conducted an extensive search in the neighborhood around Markin's home. Concern rose when it was discovered that Markin had left his home without his cell phone or wallet. On Tuesday, the body of an adult male was discovered in a creek behind an apartment complex on Heather Lane in Arcata, and the body was identified by the coroner's office as that of Markin. An autopsy to determine a cause of death has been scheduled, and anyone with information about Markin is asked to contact Arcata Police. On Wednesday afternoon, officers from the Eureka Police Department's POP team served a search warrant at a residence in the 3200 block of Union Street that led to a drug bust and the arrest of six people. The search turned up 14.5 pounds of processed marijuana, 159 grams of hash, and over 5 grams of ecstasy, with a total street value of around $12,000 to $14,000. David Conway and David Cuevas, both of Eureka, were arrested and booked for conspiracy to distribute, possession of a controlled substance, and probation violations. Included in those arrests were Wisconsin residents Charlotte Hudek, Kaylee Roca, Jared Matthews, and Pennsylvania resident Arby Collier, all of whom were booked for conspiracy to distribute. The Humboldt County Bomb Disposal Unit was called to Del Norte County earlier this week to handle a suspicious device that was neutralized by a robotic bomb detector. A worker at Redwood National Park was sorting through garbage and trash that had been collected from illegal dumping sites and found the suspicious package that was later identified as an explosive device. The investigation into that device and its origins is ongoing, and samples were taken and have been turned over to the ATF for analysis. Californians overwhelmingly approve of the job Governor Jerry Brown is doing. They don't want to raise income taxes or tuition for higher education, and they remain divided over the effectiveness of the Affordable Care Act, according to the latest study from the Public Policy Polling Institute. More than 1,700 Californians were surveyed. 57% of likely voters approve of the governor's job performance. And while the legislature has managed to climb out of the high 20s in approval rating from just 2 years ago, only 41% of those surveyed agreed they were doing a good job. Many residents still believe the state government is run for the benefit of a few big interests and not for the benefit of all. Californians are in favor of hiking the taxes on cigarettes and alcohol, and 76% of respondents said that education must be funded at current or higher levels. A coastal flood advisory remains in effect this morning as a combination of rain and high tides will see water gather in low-lying areas up and down the coast. The tide, swayed by that bright, beautiful moon, will reach a high of 9 feet this morning at the North Spit tide gauge, and minor flooding is expected. Be prepared for water on roadways in King Salmon, the Arcata Bottoms, and other areas prone to localized flooding. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg said he's been contacted by about a dozen people eager to serve on the Community Advisory Committee being formed to help determine how the money from Measure Z will be spent on public safety. Sundberg said on Talk Shop on Wednesday that he's looking for people who know how county government works and who have some experience with budgets.
I mean, because you have to be able to tie in. If you get a bunch of more officers on the streets, well, they're going to arrest them and they're going to put people in jail, which you're going to have someone to prosecute them, and then you're going to have someone to watch them afterwards, and then you're going to have someone who defends them, right? Just because you hire more officers, you've got other things down the line that's going to, you know, hopefully transform that person from a criminal into a productive member of society.
Sundberg also pointed out that with new laws passed in Sacramento, the burden has been placed on the county to deal with criminals from the time they are arrested to the time they are released from jail or prison.
We try putting them in prison and changing them, and they get out and they do the same thing over and over and go back to prison and get educated on how to be a better criminal. That didn't work. So, you know, the state has now said, okay, counties, we're going to give you half as much money, and then you guys go and fix the problem. You know, we have the Community Corrections Partnership. How do you get all these things mixed together to hopefully have better outcomes for the people who are in the system?
The formation of the 9-member advisory committee has become a front-burner issue if they are going to provide input into crafting the fiscal year budget for 2015-2016. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.